8278 or visit newmanrh.org/cardiology.
KVOE live and local. Good morning on a Monday. It is 825, 40 degrees.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Longbine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50. Longbine Auto Plaza, driven by LongbineAuto.com.
Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia has Chevy Silverado 1500 trucks and Equinox and Buick Encore and Enclave models in stock, and over 30 new Buick and Chevy models on the way. Come visit with one of our sales professionals and choose one from our inventory or reserve one that's on the way. You can order exactly what you want. We're looking for great used models, so we'll buy your extra vehicle or give you our highest trade value. So come see us today at Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia or visit longbineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
KVOE News Time is now 8:26. It is Newsmaker 2 time on this Monday. Karen Summers joining us here on the KVOE Sutherland studio line talking about SOS Heroes for Hope.
Karen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
Doing good today. And Karen in to talk about a fundraiser for SOS Heroes for Hope. The big campaign is on, and you know, we talk about Heroes for Hope, and you've been hearing quite a little bit about this here the past week and a half or so, and it's an effort where 20 women here in and around the Emporia area are in fundraising mode for SOS to raise $1,000 apiece to give to SOS and the fine work that they do. So I know that what was your reaction when SOS came to you, Karen, and asked if you would be a hero for hope?
I think I said, Susan, I think I'm retired. But I said, no, you know, I'm happy to help with SOS. We, you know, of course, Ron and I did their auctions for several years. And so, you know, SOS is such a needy nonprofit because there are so many, unfortunately, there are so many crises in domestic violence and child abuse and trafficking and all that stuff. And so I'm very happy to raise money. And, of course, then the question was, oh, my gosh, how am I going to do this? You know, I'm not really one to go and call people and send them letters and say, send me money. And so then Susan Moran, my lifetime friend, who was the director of SOS before Connie, really, I said, Susan, what do you think if we partner together and do a Bunko tournament? And so we're trying to be different, you know, and do something out of the box. And so we decided that we would do a Bunko tournament and charge people $25 to come, and we're going to have a brunch. It's going to be at the Country Club, and it's this coming Saturday, and the times are from 10 to 12:30 so in the morning, so that you can come, play Bunko, support SOS, and then have the rest of your day to do whatever you want to do. And we're going to have prizes. You know, Bunko, you know what Bunko is, guys.
I actually got introduced to Bunko on a very tangent basis here a few months ago through my wife. So you're going to need to explain Bunko to a lot of us, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, for those who don't, what is Bunko, Karen?
Well, you know, that's the deal. I guess it's kind of a chick game, and it's not, you know, I guess guys don't play it, but it is really kind of a social game. It's a dice game, generally played with 12 or more players, and you're divided into four groups that sit at a card table, four of you, trying to score points while taking turns rolling three dice in a series of six rounds, okay? Because on each, you know, square of the dice, it's one, two, three, four, up to six. And so a Bunko is when you roll all three dice and they hit on the same number. And then you get points for this, you get points for a mini Bunko and all that sort of thing. So we're going to have prizes for the most Bunkos, the most wins, the most losses, and a traveling prize for when you hit a Bunko during a game that's not the number of the round.
I was surprised. Sorry, Karen. I was a bit surprised when my wife talked about it. And, you get, you know, prizes obviously for high end, but you also can get a prize for being on the low side of things here with Bunko.
Well, yeah. We want everybody to have a good time just because, you know, it's just a game of chance. So it's really just social for, and I guess I would say that it's for women just because, we have an opportunity to visit. And, you know, guys don't like to sit around and visit like women do. So anyway, we're going to have a brunch, and we're going to have mimosas and egg casserole and muffins and fruit. And so the first hour will be just to visit with each other and get to know each other. And then the second hour, then we'll play Bunko.
So it's basically, is there any strategy in Bunko, Karen? Or is it just basically luck of the roll?
It is actually, yes, luck of the roll. It is a mindless game. It truly is. So anybody can do it, because I had a friend that says, well, I don't know how to play. I said, don't worry. There's no learning curve to this at all, because I said the same thing when I was asked to join a Bunko group a while back. So anyway, it's just a fun thing, and we thought it'd be good to get out, and this next week is going to be beautiful. Yeah. So happy about that. And there's a beautiful view out of the East Room of the country club upstairs. So we just thought it'd be fun to do, and a great way to ask people to support SOS, and not a lot of money involved. $25, you know, I think that's a pretty good, amount to ask. And Susan and I are hosting the whole thing, so you don't have to pay for your drinks or anything like that.
Karen, you mentioned here about why you're involved here with SOS, and, you know, kind of your reaction when you first, you know, were asked about this here. But I guess my question is, you know, the fact that not only that you're here with you know, longtime director Susan Moran, but with the other women that are involved here, the Heroes for Hope with this particular list. What's your thoughts here on, you know, just being part of this fundraiser with this group of women to officially start the Heroes for Hope process locally?
Well, I guess I would say I'm really, really honored because everybody on this, on all of the 12 women, and I don't have a list of them right now, but they've been really active in our community and supportive of nonprofits and kind of doing things out of the box, and not only for SOS, but all nonprofits in Emporia. So I do feel very honored to be chosen to be in their presence.
Well, if people want to participate in the Bunko event at the Country Club this Saturday, do we just show up? Do we pre-register?
So you're going to have to. I think it'd be easier if I just give you one email. I'm going to give you my email, and it's kwsummers@gmail.com, and say you want to play. And I will take your reservation down, because we need to know how many people. That's the thing. We have to have 12 players to make it a round, at least. But we have room to go up to 48. So we're hoping that we get 48 people to come out and play, because that's quite a bit of money that we can raise for SOS. And then you can just write a check, and it would be tax deductible to SOS for $25. And the whole $25 goes to SOS. We're not using it to pay for the brunch or anything like that. So, yeah.
Well, it should be a fun day. So, again, give us your email address again, Karen.
Email address one more time is kwsummers@gmail.com. And there's also a way you can donate online if you want to. So if you are savvy and you want to just donate online, or if you can't play because you're busy and you want to donate, you can do that. And there is a place on the online form where it says in honor of or in memory of. Yeah. Well, it's really not in honor or memory, but that's a hardwired thing. So you just put in there Bunko tournament, and then we'll count you in.
Yeah. Well, Karen, thanks for doing all you do. We appreciate that. Great idea.
Hey, and thank you.
Yeah, hopefully we have a big Bunko day Saturday.
We hope so, too, and it's always great to talk to you guys.
All right. Likewise. Thank you, Karen. Have a good day.
Thank you. You, too.
Yeah, Bunko Tournament, Karen Summers, Susan Moran, you know, the former director of SOS, really the one who launched the SOS service here in Emporia, and it has grown into, tell you what, quite an organization that does a lot of great things.
Absolutely.
Here for those that are really, really in need, so... Any help, greatly appreciated. So that email address again is kwsummers@gmail.com. Our newsmaker this morning, a service of Longvine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50. Longvine Auto Plaza, driven by longvineauto.com. What's up tomorrow?
Well, on our Newsmaker 2 slot tomorrow, we'll be taking a closer look here at the upcoming new name and rebranding effort here for Flint Hills Community Health Center. Marketing Director Justin Ogilvie will talk about that. The new name should be officially launching here, we're told, here within the next few days. So we're going to get a closer look at that, kind of what's to come, and exactly why this is taking place now at Justin Ogilvie tomorrow at 8:20.
KVOE 8:35, sunshine 40 degrees. Now the headlines from ABC.
Ukrainian and Russian officials continue meeting along the Ukrainian-Belarus